The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Before we get started, make sure you leave us a rating and review. I always love hearing from you, and it actually helps us a lot. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to reach more people and continue to spread this message all over the world. So today we're going to talk about squatters. Squatters is something that's been trending over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, to be honest, it's really getting out of hand. And I truly hope none of you are having to deal with squatters. So today we're going to discuss two crazy squatter stories that have come up lately. And then we're going to also talk about two states that are finally putting some laws in place to eliminate squatter rights, which I hope spreads throughout the country. I also did a survey on my YouTube channel asking if squatters deserve rights, and 95% of those who responded to the survey, some of you might be listening now, 95% said that you don't believe squatters should have rights. And I'm also going to provide some steps you can take to protect your home from squatters and things that I'm going to be putting in place for myself. And I want you to share those tips with every homeowner you know. So make sure you listen to the entire episode, because when we wrap, I'm going to walk through some of those steps. All right. So let's start in my hometown of New York City.
I may end up in handcuffs today if this man shows up here and says that I have illegally evicted him. I said to them, let him take me to court the way I've been told to take him to court. But today, I'm not leaving my house. So why is it that I have to leave and he doesn't have to leave?
Because technically he can't be kicked out. We need to go to court.
They consider this a landlord-tenant issue. And by law, it has to be handled through the housing court, not with police.
So Adele, you're getting arrested right now?
I'm being arrested.
For what?
For being in my own home.
And where's your lease?
She's fighting the house. It's not her house anymore.
My deed is current and legal.
Arrested for unlawful eviction.
So this woman is in the process of selling a home in Flushing, Queens that her parents left to her upon their death. And I want you to think about this. How would you feel if a home that your family left to you was being taken over by squatters? I would love to know how you feel, how you would feel if that happened to you. And the squatter mentioned something that I think is very important. The squatter mentioned that it's not her house anymore. And in another clip, he said she needs to take him to court and claim that he had a lease. But when the reporter asked for it, he didn't show the reporter anything. Unfortunately, he's right about the fact that she needs to take him to court. So in New York City, it takes 30 days of occupancy for a squatter to be considered a legal tenant. And so this means the rightful owner can't legally lock them out, can't move their belongings, can't cut off the lights, according to the law. So basically, this law enables thieves to take over the properties of innocent people. And I really couldn't believe that there were laws like this. And I became very curious about squatting and the history of squatting in the US, where it might have come from. And you're probably asking yourself the same question. So in the 1800s, the US was expanding rapidly in the West. So a lot of new states got added to the US during that period of time. And as such, people were moving westward. The Homestead Act, which passed in 1862, allowed settlers to claim 160 acres of land for free. There were some conditions, though. They had to build a home on the property, and they had to grow crops on the property for 5 years to get the deed to that property. Another important factor was that the first transcontinental railroad in 1869 led to a lot more westward migration, economic development, so on and so forth. So that's part of what I read that explains a bit where this squatter stuff came from to an extent. There's a lot more to it, but that's something that I wanted to mention. So this next squatter situation is in Georgia.
Basically, these people came in Friday, broke in my house, had a U-Haul, moved all this stuff in.
Paul Callen says he was away caring for his sick wife when he swung by his vacant rental house. He discovered it was no longer vacant. He says at least three people are now living here illegally.
This is probably not the first time I've done this.
He told me he inherited the house from his beloved father, who died of cancer 3 years ago. He spent thousands renovating the house himself as a rental property for government-subsidized tenants. He put this ad online and is convinced that's how the squatters learned the property was vacant.
You didn't sign any lease with them.
They had it on their phone, so she didn't even have like a actual lease
document.
Yeah, it was clearly like fake.
The police told this man that there was nothing they could do because they can't remove a squatter. They said that it was a civil matter that he had to handle with the person individually. The reporter actually approached the squatters in the extended clip, and they didn't say much as they entered the house, which I thought was crazy. Georgia did actually create a solution to this, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Something else that I want you all to think about is, like, we talk about generational wealth all the time. We talk about passing things down, pass this assets down to our children or those who are behind us in the next generation. And in New York City, you have a woman whose family worked so hard to get that home. Who knows what they went through to be able to get that home and maintain that home? The estimated worth of the home is $1 million. The squatters broke in and they are prolonging that wealth transfer. The process could take months, and I don't want you to have that kind of experience. And then we have the man from Georgia who we just talked about, rehabbed his father's home to become a rental for those who are getting government assistance. And these squatters are robbing him of rental income, and they're robbing the potential tenant from a clean and safe home. It's not okay. And I really don't understand why these people are being allowed to get away with this. Now, this is not just hurting the everyday person. There are squatters who allegedly took over a mansion near a property LeBron James is building. So the reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today. And I look forward to talking to you soon. Somewhere around the Beverly Hills area. And so they've added 24/7 security to the property because of the squatting nearby. So this is impacting all types of people all over the country, and it's really crazy. And there was a man on TikTok who's allegedly a migrant who was teaching others how to take over properties. And you've probably seen this clip. It is not in English, so I'm not playing it here on the audio side. If you go to my YouTube, the video version of this episode, it shows the captions so you understand what he's saying. But since it's in Spanish, we won't play it here. But there's one thing that he said. He said he found a law that basically would allow people to take over properties. And what he's talking about is adverse possession. You may have heard about it. You may have not heard about it. Adverse possession is a legal principle that allows a person who possesses someone else's land for an extended period of time to claim legal title to that land. So this is just crazy. Like, I was discovering so many things as I was researching for this episode. And it just is beyond me that this has been allowed to happen and that it is allowed to happen. And obviously different states have different adverse possession laws. And in New York, someone can legally claim a neglected property after 10 years of living there and paying the property taxes. In Florida, someone can legally claim a neglected property after 5 years of living there and paying the property taxes. In California, someone can legally claim a neglected property after 7 years of living there and paying the property taxes. So, you know, that is what the adverse possession law is. Okay. So here's the good thing, y'all. The good thing is that there are some states that are starting to do something about the squatter situation and getting the power out of the squatter's hands and back into the homeowner's hands. The first state is Florida, so let's hear what DeSantis has to say about that.
We are in the state of Florida ending the squatter scam once and for all.
Governor Ron DeSantis announced Wednesday he's cracking down on squatters.
All right, so here we go.
He signed House Bill 621, which will increase penalties for squatters and provide property owners swift remedies for squatting. Owners can request law enforcement immediately remove a squatter if the person has unlawfully entered, has been told to leave the property by the owner but refused, and if that person isn't a current or former tenant in a legal dispute.
So what I like about this law is that you can get folks out right away. I believe it's incredibly unfair for someone who's not a tenant to be able to reside in a property for any length of time. I don't care if it was one day. I don't care if it was 5 minutes. Like, it doesn't matter. I really wish those who are squatting would think about the fact that they wouldn't want that done to them. So those are my thoughts on that. So there's one more state that's making some progress in this area, and that's Georgia.
In my opinion, squatters are criminals. They're trespassing on someone's private property. And, you know, right now they're being treated like they're tenants of that property.
Representative Devin Sebaugh sponsored with others the Georgia Squatter Reform Act. It passed unanimously this week in the Georgia legislature. He says if the squatters show a lease, real or not, the case gets gummed up in Superior Court.
And the process to remove them is long and arduous and could take, you know, it's taken 8 months up to 2 years.
His bill speeds up the process.
What we've done in this bill is we've changed the jurisdiction to magistrate court, a non-jury trial, to expedite that. If they present a lease, they have 3 days to present that lease to the court. The court has 7 days to make a determination if that's a good lease or a fake lease.
I personally don't like the fact that this can even reach court. This process can take up to 10 days, which is not fair to the homeowner, in my opinion. I believe they should make the law the same as Florida, and squatters should have to leave right away. We have a lot more states to go, obviously, and I'm curious to hear from you. Let me know what states you think should be next to pass these kind of laws. All right, so now it's time to talk about three things you can do to prevent squatters from taking over your property. So if you have a vacant property for any length of time, I recommend installing cameras at all entrances. You might even want to install at some of the windows. You can use a company like SimpliSafe, and there's various other companies that can do this. You might even want to take it a step further. You could hire virtual assistants who will get remote access, and they'll watch the property in shifts. Their job is to literally watch the cameras while it's vacant so they can alert you or so they can alert the authorities if there's a break-in. So that's something else to keep in mind. I have a vacancy coming up in less than 60 days, and I am 100% getting cameras set up because I'm trying to avoid issues. The second thing I recommend, find a good lawyer. A good lawyer can not only help you write a good lease, but they can also advise you if you run into a tough situation like we've talked about today. They can help you understand the local laws, and I recommend understanding the local laws before you buy a property. The last thing is digital locks that you can access remotely, where you can change the codes and all those things. You can find these at places like Lowe's, Home Depot, Amazon, etc. So that's my take on the squatter situation and what's going on. I will, of course, keep you all updated on any future changes and things that take place, any states who maybe change the laws, things of that nature. I'll be sure to keep you all posted on that. But again, make sure you leave us a rating and review. It takes you maybe less than maybe 10 seconds or less, I would say. So it's super quick. You can probably scroll down to whatever app you are on and go ahead and leave that rating and review. All right. Thank you all so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.